All right, we are back in open session. The city council met in closed session to discuss the city's four union contracts. We did not discuss sergeant's contract yet, as we have not received their initial proposal. Staff has received information and will continue negotiating based on the city council's direction.
All right, Mr. Hagan, we'll talk about
I don't have a lot more to add from what was already in the case, but ultimately I did meet with Polkel and just expressed my concerns about, you know, the sheer number of responses that have came in with the wrong rating headline. They did say that when they put together the final report, they really focus on the random sample properties, so up to 3,000, and then there's a separate appendix that reflects the open survey responses. And, you know, at the end of the day, they looked at the numbers of responses that came in with the wrong rating versus what have come in under the correct rating, and they do feel like the feedback from residents can still be usable information by the council, even with those errors. So
we get clean.
So ultimately, under the 1, 2, 3, 4 options, Polkel is suggesting would be number 2, which would be to scrub only those responses who chose the final option that read as strongly support instead of strongly opposed. I guess I'd be looking at, you know, would council support that? We'd have a footnote in the final report, but, you know, again, at the end of the day, they felt like if we eliminate just those responses, we'd still have usable data on the questions.
So,
thank you. I guess I'm not happy with it. This seems like they're going to have to skew it a little bit to get an answer, and like we just really don't have those people's answers at all. So unless they just throw that whole section out, I mean, that's how I feel about it. And then we're missing a whole group of people.
It's a whole group of people and of one of our custom questions.
Exactly.
And that was what I expressed concern of. I'm like, of all the questions for this to happen to, this
I'm not happy.
One of probably the worst ones.
Ms. Bosco.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I'm in favor of scrapping all parts of the survey that are with the wrong question, and focus on the ones that they can give us feedback on, which are the random samples from the residents. It's just my thought. There's like no way to record whether somebody strongly opposed it. I feel like it's not worth it. It's not worth having the ones that are the whole part of it. I just would rather focus on the ones that we've got that went out with the postcards and then the paper ones and get that back and use that information.
Mr. Russo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can we ask for either a refund or a free survey in, I don't know, January, February, something like that?
I thought about that. I didn't present it quite yet.
I was thinking a partial or something? Or
yeah, I even went so far to refund it all and scrap the whole thing this time around and start over next year.
Because Councilmember Howell's point, like, that was the question. Like, that was the one we needed.
I haven't looked into the contract standpoint if we would have, you know, something to stand on from that.
We have a good lawyer.
Looked into it, but that's what I thought originally. Is
that would be the
send out a PR statement of we're sorry, residents. You know, we had too many errors to be comfortable with the responses, and we'll try again next year.
That's how we do. Mess up. We messed up again.
I know it's gonna look so bad, dude.
But how do you think we're doing?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Sorry.
Same question, please.
Just a comment on the survey overall. Like, I did it online, and you have to open a Polkel account to
finish
I don't need one more account. I know people who are like, I'm done. Like, there are a few Yep, me too.
Yeah, some people
and
tell me that too, they want to do it.
I wasn't impressed with that. If there's a way to uniquely identify that they're getting Ramsey residence somehow, I mean, that would be great, but I think signing up for another account, people don't want more emails. So we probably lost a lot of people with that.
I did hear a couple comments from residents on that too. Not a lot, only two, but you know, if you hear it from some, there's others that feel that way.
I guess to that point, and because the response rate was lower than I think what we all hoped, do they have drop-off rates that they can share? Like, did people get 99% of the way and then give up? Like, that would be an interesting thing to get feedback on from them. They have the data. It's whether they are going to share it or not. They know how long you take on one question.
So what
I think that would be good, valuable information. Because then we would know the number of people that decided, hey, I don't want to finish this, or I'm not going to do an account.
I don't know if that would get tracked, because I think the account you create after you complete the survey,
it still should.
Okay.
I'm sure Google even knows that.
Yeah, loves to.
Too much.
If they're not willing to give a refund and try again next year, are we comfortable saying scrub all responses that had the incorrect rating?
Please use a different company in the future then? Or is it?
Yeah. Or get a free one. Is that what I'm hearing?
I can do the right thing.
Okay.
My one thought would be like if you can't get them to basically refund it, another option is get them to figure out a way to send out that one question and compensate us that way. So we sent out a postcard with that question to a number of households and put it online with that and at least redeem that section.
Okay.
Get out of future topics real quick.
Future topics are...
Can I ask one real quick, Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
One idea, I actually emailed it Brian earlier too, but since we saw maybe the Rellos struggling, and could we somehow get the, and it'd be a small little gesture, but the food that we get for council meetings, maybe from some of these affected businesses, like go around, you know, I don't know, the tacos one day, the Filet McCoy's and Rellos, or, you know, just to show a symbolic support.
I think that part of the reason why they do the choices that they make are they use Grubhub, right, or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of going to them physically, but of course maybe we can understand their pain with going through the construction to get to their site.
Well, I mean, if possible, I don't know, it's a big hassle, but
it's a great suggestion. We'll do that as much as we can. As far as next meeting goes, just as a reminder, I won't be here.
Yes.
I can join remotely if it's really needed, but I'm not planning to at this time. We will go into finish up or get close to finishing up personnel policy, and then probably maybe start to dive into the subdivision code. That one shouldn't be a big one to tackle by any means. So.
Can we possibly do the agenda layout at that time? If, 'cause I know that in July we're going to get into the budget, and I don't think the agenda discussion would be that long.
Ms. Hall?
I had a follow-up question, too. So our first work session item tonight, the resolution about the post-election review, will that be on our next regular agenda?
Yep.
Okay.
Probably just consent.
Okay.
Are we good? I'll see everybody back in our chamber.
Oh, that's funny. Is she still walking?
She got back.
Okay.